This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Jan Vermeulen, editor for mybroadband.co.za. What a pleasure it is to be chatting to you, Jan.
It's great to be here.
I've been chomping at the bit to chat to you since yesterday, since that massive story worldwide about the ransomware attack. Very yes. cagey about what was hit in South Africa and what wasn't. What can you tell yes. us about that?
Yeah, so I've don't want to, you know, throw a company under the bus here. There must be a reason that they're playing their cards close to their chest. The information regulator, I'm sure, will have a thing or two to say about, you know, especially if there was a data leak involved, which there often is with attacks like this. If this was just a pure ransomware attack, you know, because it's not over, they might not want to be talking, but I know for a fact that there's at least one South African company that's affected by this. And if there's one, then there's more, because the software in question yeah. is a management platform. And so it's actually used by people who provide IT services. And so the company that I know was affected obviously bought their IT services from someone, and that company is the one that got hit by this. And so that's why I'm saying if there was one company that I know was affected, there have to be more. And so what these attackers have done, they were even surprised at the success of their attack. They call these supply chain attacks. And initially their ransom was set at $5 million in Bitcoin. And then when they realized, oh wow, you know, this hit 1,000 different companies who are direct customers just of this Kaseya provider, this company called Kaseya in the US, let's up that ransom to $70 million. And so if everybody can pay $70 million, they say that they'll release a universal decryption key or decryptor software, and then people can recover their files.
Have they found the vulnerability in the software? Because why pay the money if you know you're going to get hit again next week?
Right. So yes, that's part of what's part of the interesting part of the story is that Kaseya was working with a agency, a government, or not a government agency, but a CERT agency, incident response task force or team agency, that had reported the problems to them, and they were busy fixing them, but the attackers were just too fast. And they discovered the vulnerabilities before Kaseya could fully fix them and obviously announced to the world that they had found these vulnerabilities and fixed them.
So I understand you can't talk about the South African company for good reason, but let's talk about one that you may or may not know overseas. In what way was the denial of service, how did it manifest? I mean, could people just not transact? Were these websites flattened? Are you able to give us any example of how this actually happened in real life?
Sure. If we're talking about this Kaseya attack, then it's not strictly speaking a denial of service attack. It's a ransomware attack. And what it does is it infects systems and then encrypts all the files on those systems and makes them inaccessible, except for a very basic operating system. And then when you boot up into the system, all you get is a screen that says, ha ha, you know, we've got you. And then it says, you know, we are Revil or, you know, whoever the attackers are. And if you want your files back, you must send us, you know, X million in Bitcoin to this address and contact us via this means. And then we will send you a decryption key with that you can use to recover your files.
Tell me, so we talk about this from the perspective of the company who is attacked. What we've never really ever chatted about was the sanctions for the hackers if they are ever caught. Are these serious crimes? If these guys are caught, are they going to sit for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, I don't know about the rest of their lives, but there is some serious repercussions if you're ever caught doing this. And so, and the US agencies that do this thing play a long game. You know, you might be able to stay a step ahead of them for a while. Oh, and a question an integrated question into the last question you asked that I didn't answer is yes, the computers that get hit by this ransomware attack could very well be a web server or other critical infrastructure, which was in this case what happened. This Kaseya system basically provides IT and security services to companies. And so the very recovery mechanism that companies rely on, which they've now bought from this Kaseya company, doesn't work. And so all their recovery options go with it. It was an incredibly effective attack, even if the team who did this, the gang who did this, Revil out of Russia, didn't realize it, or underestimated how effective it would be. But yes, if they're caught, the repercussions are serious. You get held at borders. And as I said, the US agencies who do this, yeah, they're under-resourced and you can stay a step ahead of them for a while, but eventually they catch you, even if it's years after the fact. And it's via sophisticated operations, sting operations and stuff. You know, you think you're scot-free and you're enjoying your ill-gotten gains, you know, on a yacht somewhere. And then, you know, you decide to climb on a plane to hop to the next island, and that's where they're waiting for you. And then you get extradited, to whichever sympathetic jurisdiction there is, and you get placed on trial and you get locked away.
And yeah, I mean, we don't have time to go into it in depth, and certainly not today, but then there's this whole issue of Bitcoin and regulation of Bitcoin, because it can't be that this then becomes the international criminal currency and there's just no way of tracing. It's not right, Jan.
Sure. There is that element to it, but it's also unfair. I mean, Bitcoin is the first most convenient option for this, right? But it doesn't have to be. It could be anything. In the good old days, people who demanded a ransom just asked you to leave a bag of cash somewhere. And so while that is perhaps more difficult to move internationally, than Bitcoin is, it would be something else. It would be a bank account off of a, in a country that's unregulated, that you then send a wire transfer to. And yeah, those wire transfers can be traced and so on. But, people have been doing all kinds of criminal stuff as the Panama Papers have
interesting
shown us.
Debate. We will
Bitcoin regulations, just to put that out there, it's a necessary thing. It must still foster innovation, especially in South Africa, but one understands that regulation is necessary and the industry welcomes it because it will legitimize them.
Jan, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. That was super interesting. Thank you for your input, and look forward to chatting to you again same time next week.
Catch you next week. Thank you.